Today's daf is daf Chavvav, and we're holding up the Mishnah. Daf Chavvav Amid Beis, we're learning Masechet Bava Metziah, second parak, Elu Metziot. So we've discussed all kinds of issues about Simanim, which have indicated whether someone was Miyayish. We've discussed issues of where things are in terms of whether the very situation would imply that a person is Miyayish, because he's been in a public thoroughfare, that type of issue, Reb Shimon ben Elazar's been. And we began discussing the question of Safek Hinuach yesterday, which is really the first half of the Mishnah that we're going to begin. So yesterday, the Mishnah discussed a question of, we are not sure whether somebody left it there. And we got into that shaila of if wherever there's a Safek Hinuach that introduced that Mishnah, Safek Hinuach, never take anything. But in cases where it looks like it was meant to be there, now there's a reason to take it. That was the closing case of Rapport, but there was a change in zoning. Now you figure, okay, this is certainly not an Aveda Midat, even though normally I would be very careful not to touch such a thing because I know the guy plans to come back there one day. Problem is that right now the bulldozer's on the way and he has no idea. He'll never get it back. So there, even where I know that somebody put it away for safekeeping in an ashpa that was not a Sreli Panot originally, nonetheless, I'm supposed to take it. So we have a lot of different variations. Norm is, somebody left it there, you're for sure not allowed to take it. You can only do harm. If it's an Amokam Shomer, you can only do harm. Because if it doesn't have a simen, then you're stealing it, basically. Because there's no way to get it back to him. How do you know you're giving it back to the right person? You give it to somebody. If he does have a simen, you're being matriachim to look all over to find you, where he thought he had left it somewhere. And you're Mr. Good Samaritan, and you belong in the New Testament. I mean, he has to look all over to make sure that your teva made sense to him. Now, the Mishnah wants to talk about a case in which it's found in a way that it will indicate to you whether it belongs to someone that is going to come back or whether it's someone that had left it here and is never going to return. So there's a number of different issues, and it turns out that they're all interrelated. What appears to be easy on the surface ends up becoming, as usual, what we look into has got a lot of conditions attached to it. So, first of all, we have to establish when something is hidden in an area where it could have been hidden in either direction. Let's say by the owner of the home, who's maybe trying to hide things from the Nazis, puts it in a wall around his garden. Or it could have been put there by somebody that's moving. It could be an archaeological find. It could be it's been there for ages. Then there's the question of the direction. Does it look like it was put in from one side of the wall, from the other side of the wall? How deep in the wall is it? How old is the construction that it was found in? All kinds of things like that we're going to discuss now. So, Fine Ton, go ahead, sir. Actually, though, Fine Ton, we're holding at the Mishnah. Dear President, you came in just in time. Thank you. Mutz Abigal. Now, you found an Aveda that was under a pile of stones that had collapsed. It was once a wall, and now it's collapsed. Or you found it, actually, in a very old wall, Bekoto Yashan. Hare Elo Shalom. You're allowed to keep it. Everyone is going to say, why in the world are you allowed to keep it? We'll see what the conditions are. Matzah Bekoto Chadash. If, however, it was in something new, so then it depends. If, let's say, a hole goes through this kotel, and it's found Michetz Yovalachutz Shalom. So if it's towards the outside, then the assumption is that it was put there by somebody in the street. Now, why is it going to come back for it? Again, to be explained in the Gemara. Mechetzio velifnim, if it's on the inner half of the wall, then it belongs to the Baal HaBayit. Imayam maskiro la'achirim, if the property was rented to somebody else, then afilo betoch HaBayit, even if you find something inside the house, areel shelo, you can keep it. None of this makes any sense. And obviously, we're going to have to get into it in the Gemara. Tana. Why, if you find it in an old wall, would it be okay to keep? He could tell the Baal HaBayit, or the Baal, in this case, the Baal of the wreck, the Gal, or the Baal of the Kotel, who's to say that it's yours? It was probably put here by the original Canaanim that lived here. Everywhere the Barnea goes, everything belongs to the original Canaanim. So why can't this stuff belong to the Canaanim too? So I'm keeping this iPod. So then she yachol lomar lo shel amoraimen. What is that special? In other words, and after he turned it, it doesn't belong to anybody who's going to be coming back, but certainly isn't yours, and therefore it belongs to them. There's actually those who say that that means that the implication of the Gemara is that the difference between a kotel yashan and a kotel chadash is a kotel yashan is where you can say it belonged to the Canaanim. Which, you know, every day you pass by walls that have been standing there for the past 3,000 years, and You know, why not say it belonged to the Amorim, rather? But others disagree, and they say that this is really the way the Gro learns. But again, la halacha, a kotel chadash is something where the construction was in this person's family. So in other words, however long that family has been living, and we'll see why that's an issue in a moment. And a koto yashan is where it was here from before they ever got it. And I'll explain to you right now what the issue is. Normally, when somebody owns a property, his chotzer is kenet. So we ought to say, as Tosis points out, what's the difference? Who put it here? It belonged to the Canaanites. It doesn't matter. You bought the property. This is currently under your property. It's mine. Clearly, says Tosfos, you see from here a very important yesod, that the din that a chotzer is Canaan, and that he sees this throughout the Masechta, although others argue in other of the cases, the only time that we say a chotzer is Canaan is when the likelihood is that the owner is going to ultimately find what's in the chotzer. But if the owner is not going to find what's in the chotzer, we don't say automatically that chotzer is Canaan, because it's the equivalent of a chotzer she'ena mishtamaret. Since he has no idea that there's anything here, so then for all intents and purposes, the fact that somebody's around doesn't make a chotzer mishtamaret vis-a-vis this issue. Because of that, if initially somebody went out to be Canaan and knew about it, so then at that point already it's his. The fact that afterwards he forgets about it does not necessarily make it an aveda, because at this point we maybe don't need shmirah. We would need it. We already have the Kenyan. So now the question is, the Balabayat at that point could say, listen, it was put here by my family. My Yorshim, I was a Yoresh of the one who originally had it. So it's mine through Yerusha. Forget about the question of Chatzim. The only time where you don't say that is where there's grounds to say that it belonged to some ancient people, or the people that were here before you. Your Yorshim were never, Morishim were never Kena, and therefore their Yorshim were never Kena. Ask the Gemara, well, what's that supposed to mean? The only person that would put something here are the ancient Canaanites? I mean, what is that? That's a crazy thing. Otu Amorim, Amorim Matznai, Yisro Lo Matznai. What are you saying? Why can't it be more recent? And if, in fact, it belongs to somebody else, so why would we say that it belongs to him? I mean, why can't it belong to the Balabayit for that matter? That's because Lo Tzricha D'Shodich Tvei. It's talking about over here that it clearly is very old because it's completely covered. If it's metal, it's covered with rust. If it's something else, covered with organisms that grow up. Whatever it is indicates that it's been around for a long while. Now, the Rambam's Girsa, according to the Gra, must have been the Shatit Tvei, not the Shatich Tvei. Because the Rambam explains that what it means over here is how deeply it's buried. In other words, where is it found? If it's found in a layer that's together with ancient pottery, so that's the derech that people that are going to hide find things that were ancient so that it was hidden from before. So shatit is from Lashon of shatli zeracher. It's deep down, and it's well buried. Okay, but in any event, there's strong indications here that it's not recent. And if it's not recent, then it wasn't put there by this owner. If, however, it's chadash, which means that your great-grandfather put it there, says the Gra. That's also Chadash. But that means that you're an heir. It doesn't mean that necessarily it's the current live owner. That's the point. So that if it doesn't look old enough to be prior to the current owner, so then Enochinam. Bekotel Chadash. Now, if it's a new wall, then Mechatzir v'lachutz. Shalom Mechatzir l'fim shabal abayit. So again, if it's an old wall, and it's not clearly something that's ancient, then it doesn't matter where it is in the kotel. This is my kotel. These are my things, undoubtedly put here by my relatives, my grandfather. But once it's now something that indeed is older, then I know that it's not from you. If it's a newer wall, so then we say, well, it depends where it's positioned. I mean, it was really put there by you. So then if it's, that would be in the, towards the inside of the wall. If it's towards the outside of the wall, then undoubtedly somebody had put it there, left it there, and forgot to come back for it. Omer Ravashi, well, Ravashi wasn't talking about this Mishnah, but Ravashi just made a statement. If you want to know where something came from, look at how it's positioned. If you have a knife, nobody puts a knife blade sticking out first so that he can get cut when he goes to take it. Obviously, he's holding the knife with the handle. He'll stick the knife into a hole in the wall to come back. with the handle facing outwards. See, if the blade is facing outwards, it must have been put there from the other side, and therefore it belongs to the Baal HaBayit. If you have a cash bag, so it has these straps attached to it that you pull in order to close it. Well, if those are towards the inside, so then that's an indication that's being put there from somebody who's holding it from the inside. So everything goes according to the way that it's placed. So the sakina goes according to its kata, according to its handle, and the kisa goes basa shnatzel, according to those loops that you pull to seal it. So says the Gemara to Rav Ashi, but then there's the Mishnah and Bava Metzia that says everything depends on the position. It should be, according to what you're saying, irrelevant. Why should we look at the position at all? Let's see. Let's just take a look how it was put into the wall. Ikata lagav, ikata labar. Or ishnatzi lagav, ishnatzi labar. Why did the Mishnah talk about the placement? Ah, says Rav Ashi, because the Mishnah is talking about an issue where there is no placement, such as udra, naska. Let's say that you find now a bunch of cotton balls. I mean, obviously, there's no way to tell what direction it was put in. You find an ingot of metal, no way to tell what direction. So there's nothing that indicates it would have been held in one place and inserted from the other. There, the Mishnah is saying that you go according to which part of the kotel. So again, there's a lot of conditions here that are all interrelated. The age of the deposit, the point at which the wall now is, to whom does it belong? Was it something that the Baal HaBayit might have known about, was kind of with Kinyan Chatzer? The positioning, the placement within the wall. All of these things are different halachas that are not in parallel. They could be in series also. Tana, im haya kotel mimulamihin. Now suppose you don't have a raya, because you've got the entire thickness of the wall, the whole hole from one side to the other, is full, let's say, with a bunch of wool. So then what? The Baal HaBayit is claiming it's his. The person who finds it is claiming it's his. Okay. Why not? No, the mishpa b'chad gisa. What's happened over here is that the hole is inclined in towards one direction. Now you might think that in that case, the Baal HaBayit, let's say it's inclined towards the outside. So the Baal HaBayit could say, look, I originally deposited in the inside of the hole, but gravity pulled it towards there, and that's why you found it on the outside. But it certainly doesn't mean that it was pushed there from someone on the outside. Kamash malam, that we don't accept that taina. And continues the Mishnah, if this property was rented out to somebody else, then afilu b'toch habayit harei elo shelo. What? Why is that? You're saying, maskula acherim. Acherim is lashon rabim. So we're assuming that you've been renting this out to people for years. Every year you get a new tenant. So now, who are you going to return it to? What do you mean? Is it the halacha that you always go according to the most recent tenant? Milo tnan. I mean, it's a beferish mishnah about money and where that money is assumed to have come from. Ma'ochenim tzulifnei socharei beima la'olam ma'aser. You find now money in Yerushalayim that is in front of an animal dealer. In Yerushalayim, people don't use their own money. They use charity money to buy things. Whoever the people using their own money in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's undoubtedly kesef maaser, because everybody that has kesef maaser, why would he use it for anything else? He needs to buy things with it to eat. The assumption is that's what he's going to buy now. I mean, why should he use money from his own pocket if he's got to get rid of maaser money anyway? He's referring to maaser sheni money. If you find it, however, in the Har HaBayit, where tens of thousands of people come, and then they would have money of their own. So over there, we assume that it's chulin. In Yerushalayim, during the rest of the year, not during the period of the rega, where everybody's coming up, bringing their maaser money from the whole year, so then it's chulin. Bishat HaRega, then anything that you find is maaser, because everybody's come up all year, from everything they have all year. Now, the question is, the money didn't only come from today. I mean, what are you saying? Since it's during the regal, so the money that I find is maaser. The money that you found, maybe you found money that fell 3 weeks ago. And we explain over there, Omer v'shemaya bar ze'ira, you know why? Hoel v'shukei Yerushalayim asurim l'tchabet b'chol yom. Because they cleaned the shuk every single day with that spray machine. So if there was anything there, it would have been found from yesterday. Which means that what's there today is falling from today. And therefore, since most people bring up their meiser during the regal, The assumption is that it's maaser. Now, by the same token, somebody moved into a house. Before he moves into that, he doesn't want the other person's junk, so he cleans it out. Nobody moves into a house before cleaning it. So then that means it was mitchabet, just like Shukei Yerushalayim, before he moves in. Now he moves in, and you're saying, well, gee, I don't, you know, I mean, so many people have lived in this house. I don't know what to give it back to. What do you mean? Give it back to the last guy that was there, because he was the one that had dropped it, exactly the same way that the Shukei Yerushalayim is maaser during the regal. Ah, it says the Gemara, he misunderstood the case. The case over here is, and let's just take a look at the conclusion. Alma, what do we see from there? That Amrina Kamai Kamai Azu, the first monies that were there are gone because they were cleaned out. Vani Achrina, you know, and this is new money that fell from today. So then the same thing should be true about the house. Hakanami Kama Kama Azu, the first tenants are gone and everything that they had. Vani Dabatru, this must have belonged to the most recent tenant. Omer Esh Lakish Bishum Bar Kapora doesn't mean three people, Acherim, one after the other. It means like you rented it out to three students. It became a youth hostel. Even if they were Jewish. Shasu Pundak Ushlosha Yisrael. So now there's kids in there all the time, always partying, people sleeping over. So then that means that it's a makam. No, this is literally what it means. So then it's a makam, basically the Rabbi Mermitsuyim Sham. Yeah, but I mean, it's Jews. I thought, yeah. In other words, you're saying, the only way to understand this is that this is you're saying the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I feel a Barov Yisrael. I mean, we weren't even sure Reb Shimon ben Elazar meant Barov Yisrael. Then we said, if he meant Barov Yisrael, would we paskin like him Barov Yisrael? And now you're saying, well, basically that's the only way to understand the Mishnah. If you had rented it out to somebody else, even if it's in the house, don't return it. Why don't return it? Because anybody who lost money in that house has given up. This is really beautiful. No, it says Menashe Bar Yaakov. Actually, look, you shouldn't say Shlosh Yisrael. You made it a pundak l'shlosh of de kochavim. Now, obviously, you don't need Shlosh of de kochavim because even one of de kochavim. But once you started with three, I know. I'm just saying, don't say three Jews. If you're talking about three, say three people. But you're not mechuyev to return it to Ovid kochavim because it's only achicha. Look, all avidat achicha. But says Reb Nachman, no. You're forgetting something. You're forgetting that there's more of a reason to be allowed to keep something in a youth hostel than if you dropped it on the highway. Why? When you drop it on the highway, where's the machlokas from Reb Nachman and the Rabbanan? Where you drop it on the highway, Rabban Mitzuyim Shan. So over there you're saying the Rabbanan argued. Why? Because they're hoping that the guy is hoping that maybe somebody found it and will return it. I mean, after all, I do have a simon in it, right? But here, it's even worse. And here, even the Rabbanan are made it, that in a youth hostel, you'll never get it back. Why? Because Ahud enough of Mimi Yayish. Meimar Amar, he says like this, Michti. Inish Achrin lo havi ba'ade. Right now, nobody else was there. The only one that was there is these other roommates, okay? Now, you know how many times I've mentioned, I can't find my camera, okay? So, Amri Kamayel, Kama Zimna, I've said this again and again, okay? Lahadrali, anybody sees my camera, please give me my camera. Now, nobody's giving me my camera. Obviously, I mean, we know what happened to the camera. Somebody is intending to keep my camera. So this is even worse than on the street. Because on the street, I have nobody to talk to, so I'm hoping, you know, will come time for the rego when everybody makes that hachrazah. So then I'll find it. But over here, they've never given it back. So what? Hashtal Adru. Now they're going to give it back. If they were going to give it back, they're going to give it back originally. I don't believe the guy's keeping it only to take pictures of his mother's visit. And then he's planning on giving it back by camera. So it must be Adalo Adru, Libidatayala Migzala. The intent over here is to keep it and to steal it from me. And this is Reb Nachman Leshitato. The Omer of Nachman, Ra'asela Shenafa Mishnayim. Interesting halacha. Two people are walking along, and you, from a distance, you see that money has fallen. You don't know which guy it fell from. You have to give it back. Even though, normally you would say, somebody drops money and moves on, since we paskin like Reb Yitzchak, and he will know that he lost the money. The moment that he knows he lost the money, he's given up. He was miyayin. Now you get there, you should be able to just take it and not have to find the guy. Because he was a miyayish on it. In this case, he's not miyayish. My taima, I wouldn't offer me a low miyayish. Because meimar amar. He says, look, Michta Inishakrin lo havi bahade. Now it's talking about over here, says Tosfos, that they both bent down. So obviously they heard a jingle. Something fell. They both bent down and they looked for it. Now they can't find it. You walk along and you have a mazel and you see it glinting and you find it, right? So now the guy that was walking is saying to himself, look, this thing didn't disappear into thin air. I know who took it, and it sure wasn't me. There's only one other guy with me. I'm gonna take him to court, and I'll tell him to look. You know, if you don't have it, so then you know, swear you don't have it, or I'll swear and take it. And therefore, I'm gonna now go ahead, and I'm gonna bring him to court. So I nakitna, he obviously stole it. I mean, I out of the shakla. I'm gonna tell him you went ahead and you took it away from here. But if it was three people, then indeed he is Mihayesh. This is the same reason as the youth asked him. Because I have no way of taking it to court and forcing him to deny it. He'll look at me like I'm crazy. Because he'll say, what are you looking at me for? What are you, nuts? You know that you can't trust the other guy, the third guy. Now the third guy says the same thing. So he says to himself, my time, I wouldn't offer me vale Mihayesh. In the case where there's three people, he is going to be Mihayesh because Meimar Micht, Trey Avi Badoi, there were two guys with me. Inakitna lahai. If I take this guy to court, so then Omar lo shakalta. He's gonna say, I didn't take it. This other guy took it. Inakitna lahai Omar lo shakalta. And there's no way for me to sue them together to be mechayev together. Shuas esas. There's no such halacha. So memela, I give up. I mean, if they took it, they took it. So it must be that he was meayish. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Omar Rava. There's a caveat here to Reb Nachman's halacha. How do you know that they're not partners? You're saying that you don't have to return it because it was definitely one guy, and now he's miyayish because the other two guys, they must have taken, one of them took it, I don't know who to take. But if they were all partners, so then it's very common for one of the partners to say, okay, you don't know how to take care of the money? Oh, you lost the money? Gee, that's terrible. At the end of the day, I know he's going to give it back to me, of course. But he's trying to teach me a lesson. It's amazing. Strangers that weren't shutvim with them, then he's cheshitim, they steal it. But if they're shutvim, it's always like that. I'm going to give it back to you now. Oh, you lost the money? But he figures, I'll get it back eventually. So there he's not miyayish. If, though, there was less than a shava pruta that would now be that would belong to each one of them, so then it's tam you're not chayev to give back an aveda. Where there's no one individual who lost a shava pruta. Then the mela in that case, says Rava, that would be an additional condition. There can't be sufficient money for all of them to have an aveda over here. So it be shava pruta kol chav v'chad, chayav lachzer my time, ema shutvininu, v'lo miyayesh. Ikedi amri. Another lashon has Rava saying, you know what? Even if there's only two prutot, you still have to give it back. Because what you could say is that maybe they're shutvininu, and they trust each other. And what happened over here was, maybe achulei achalte lemanate gavichavre. Maybe one of them indeed says, the heck with it. You know, let them keep it. If they're playing games, they can have it. So that means that all you need is two in order for there to be now a mitzia that's mechayev hashava with the shavar pruta. V'yomar Rava. And here we really get to the crux of the issue and the chiyuv. Rava points out like this. The truth is, there are three issues that we need to discuss in terms of the chiyuvim d'oraita that are involved. And the question of the timing and the intent is all important in defining your chiyuvim and your isurim. So now look. You see a guy that loses a coin. And it's before he found out about it. You see that it just fell, and he walks on. It's the fnei yush. You pick it up. So natlali fnei yush. What's your intent? If your intent is to keep it, then you're over on all of the isurim. What are the isurim? You're over on lo tigzol, because basically in knowing who the owner is and taking his money, that's gizela. You're over on the mitzvah of ashev teshivein, the absolute chiyuv, you must return it, and you're over on lo tuchal lehitalein, on the isser of seeing something and not picking it up in order to return it. So those are the three isserim. The question is, here, of course, I mean, how in the world could Rava say this if Rava holds Yush Lamidas is Yush. So what's the difference? Whether he knew about it or he didn't know about it. And there are indeed some that change the gears here, that it should say Rava, not Rava, because this doesn't make any sense. However, there are some Rishonim who say that it's talking over here with a Sela that does have a Simen. Let's say that it was tied or whatever. And even Rav is Maida, that until we hear that it was Midyayesh, that you're not allowed to take it. However, there is a very big Kiddush, which according to Ritva is, that this is not really Nogea. The Machlokas of Abaye and Rava, as to whether Yush Lomidat is considered to be Yush. Because the case where we say that halacha is where you found it, and you didn't know who it fell from. So according to Rava, basically that's the equivalent of Bala Yada Beheter. Mashenkin over here, since you know who it fell from, since the person Lamais has not been Mityaesh, so then with or without a Simon, it's all irrelevant. It's as if it came into your hand Be'isr, meaning with the Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore you need to be Mekayim Hashavat Aveda even according to Rava, which is a very, very important change. And even if you give it back, it's too late. If you give it back after the guy was Miyayish, then you are indeed, there may be a Chiyav to give it back. That's all very true. But who cares? Basically, in terms of ownership, Matanahu the Yayivle, Visur the Avar Avar. You may be giving him a very nice gift, but you were over on the Yisr. Originally, the moment that you picked it up. Tosis explains that when the Gemara says over here, you haven't helped anything, that there's no takana, he only means lagabe, the part of lotuchali italin, because you were already at that point over, and it's not going to help you to return it now. But as far as lotigzol, of course it helps to return it. And your makayim also ultimately the ashev to shivim. However, others learn, and this is in the Shita, that you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah Hashev Tashivim, because Hashev Tashivim is mashma that you should return it as quickly as possible before the person is Mityaesh. And in this case, it's really what that wasn't done, not to mention another issue, which is that Hashev Tashivim means give him back his thing. And over here, it's not his thing, as we explained, because he was already Mityaesh at that point. It was Yotze from his Rishus. So now, according to that, what this means is that where you have the Aseh of Yeshivat Agzela, and the meaning of the words Matana, of course, would only be Legabi the Yisurim that you're already over, that they're not going to be Mitukanim, but obviously it means you're Chayev to be Meshiv because of Heshivat Agzilat. But what's amazing is that the Ramban says there's actually no Chiv to be Meshiv because you're not going to fix anything by giving it back since this thing does not belong to that person and you weren't the one who caused them to lose it. So therefore there's no Chiv whatsoever to give back a thing that is not his. The Bilus was lost by the loss at the time that it became an Aveda, an astonishing condition. Now, if you took it, Almanat La'achzira, let's say not Alifnei Yush, you picked it up in order to return it. At that moment, you're not over on Lotigzo, because that's defined by how you took it. At that moment, you're not over on Lotuchale Yitalem, because your intent was, on the contrary, I'm picking it up in order to return it, and so I did not hide my eyes from it. Then, li'achar yush, after the owner gives up, then you decide, you know, he gave up anyway, what the heck, I might as well keep it. Then itkavin l'gozla, there you're only over mishum hashev tishivem, you must surely return it, and you didn't. Because the nature of gezela is not to keep something after it came into your shirts as a mitzvah. The nature of gezela is to take something. And here, you didn't take it. The mitzvah of lo tuchal le'hita'alem is also defined by not looking, le'hita'alem, pretending that you don't see something, you ignore it, is what it means. Over here, your intent was to help the guy and to save it. At this point, where the guy was mityaesh, there's no mita'alem, but you still have the chiyav of Hashif Tashif, because that chiyuv goes into effect the moment that you pick it up, and no longer is affected by the other guy's yush. Because the Torah put that into effect, you may be miyayish, but I am not miyayish for you, so to speak. So over there, you'd only be over on lo tuchal leitalim. Omar Rava, Haiman dechazi denafal zuzi michavre bechalata. You see a guy who's walking along the seashore with a lot of soft sand, and he drops a coin. There, you find it. You do not have to return it to him. Because my time, you know that once something falls into the sand, it might as well have fallen into hyperspace. There's no way that you're going to find it there. This is true, amazingly, even though you find him using a beachcombing sieve to sift through everything and to see if he can find it. Yeah. So, which indicates that he's clearly not Miyayish. He is Miyayish. How do we explain, well, this is an amazing Gemara, how do we explain his using this sieve on the seashore? I'll tell you how. My time. It doesn't matter. Because Meimar Amar, what he's thinking to himself is, look, what I've done here is increase the chances of doing a beachcombing. Now, in the same way that I've lost coins, okay? Other people have lost coins. So if there's anywhere that I'm going to do beachcombing, it's here, because I just upped my chances. But upping my chances is not a loss of years. It's huge, but it's worth it for me to look. But over here, I wouldn't have looked if it was only me. No way. I'm looking because anyway, there's beachcombers who look. Add now the fact that somewhere here, there's also a coin of my own. I've got more of a chance of finding a coin, but not necessarily my own coin. Amazing.
And you said in Yiddish, I would be 100% I gave up. It would be 90, 95% I gave up. Because after all, there's a chance
to... No, I've given up on my ability to recover my coin.
Right,
what I'm looking for now is a coin.
Yeah, but since I've upped the chance of finding a coin, I have 100%.
That's true. That's true. But remember that Baalut is Baalut on a specific item. If you'd ask me, would I search for this item? No, I wouldn't. So that means that basically now I'm looking to find my own coin. But finding my own coin is no different than looking for something after years. See, it's amazing. I mean, the insight is absolutely astonishing.
That's also 100%. It's still looking.
Right, but he's looking for a matana. That's the point. He's looking for a gift.
One of the potential things he's looking for.
Right, but it's not his.
Okay. I've always had that feeling.
Really?
Well,
that's what I don't really know. What, you actually thought to yourself? You remember thinking to yourself?
Yes, it's okay. I didn't find my office. Somebody lost money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, I didn't want to let go. I'll find something.
You're back to Abba's morality play, huh? Right. Again, I mean, the question of whether we're kaifin, which is other Amar Paskins, will force a person to give something back, asminas chasidas. If the Mishras Hadin, that's a completely different issue. You're on, dear President. Matza bechanut. Now, this, of course, is a transition from finding it even in the house. Suppose you walk into a store and you find money lying on the floor in the store. Arielu shalo. Again, a store is basically, if there's no simon on the thing, so how's the person, I mean, even if you just lost it a minute ago, he's miyayish. How about if you find it between the cash register and the chenveni? So if it was bein ateva v'la chenveni, then even though it's on the floor, we assume that it fell off of the counter from the guy who was paying his bill directly to the chenveni, and it fell out of the end of the chenveni. Lifnei hashulchani. Now suppose you're in front of a banker, and there, by the way, this is the one place where it becomes absolutely clear why a banker is a banker, even though the bank refers not to the shulchan, but to the bench. Bank is a bench. And that because the shulchani would always put the counter on the bench. And this Mishnah points this out. Because if you're in front of a banker, then it's yours, because some customer dropped it. The banker never drops money. So it's a customer's money. Note, bein hakiseh v'la shulchani. Instead of saying Bein HaShulchan LaShulchan. It's Bein HaKiseh. The kiseh is what he puts the shulchan on. So if you're referring to where it is on the floor, it's Bein HaKiseh LaShulchan. And in that case, it belongs indeed to the shulchan. Arei LaShul Shulchan. So we've managed to trace the word. Now, why indeed don't we learn in this case that the chutzah will be kaina? It's my store. Somebody dropped money, I get to keep the money. So, enochinami, some learn that, well, maybe he's not vade going to find it. Difficult to believe. He's not going to find money that's lying on the floor. So the Rush explains that the reason in this case that we wouldn't say the chutzah is kaina is because since this is a place where so many people are constantly coming in and walking around, it's not mishtamered be'etzen, because the guy knows, before I get around to cleaning the store tonight, there's so many people here that memela, there's no way for me to make sure that what falls here is indeed going to remain mine. And therefore, it's not considered to be a chutzah that would be mishtamered v'data bali. Halokeach perot mi chaviro. Somebody buys some fruit. Or sheshilach lo chaviro perot. Opens up the package from the makolet, and there's money in it. Harei elo shelo. This belongs to him because there's no way to know. I mean, it could have fallen out from anybody while the thing was there. And once again, as far as I know, I mean, we'll see in the Gemara the details. How would I be able to return it? If, however, the ma'ot were tzurin, so that there's a simen, again, the simen over there, we're not sure. Again, depending whether a minion was the simen over here or whether the kesher, if it was an idiosyncratic kesher, so then, no telo machris. Omer Rabbi Elazar, you know what? Afilo melachin agabi shulchan. Even if the money is actually on the counter, you can keep it. It does not belong to the banker. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. It's none. Lifnei ha-shulchani harei lo shelo. Agabi shulchan, the shulchani. Wait a second. It says over here, you find it in front of the counter, on the floor. Then it belongs to you. Isn't that much? But if it's on the counter, then it's not yours. No. If you want to bring a riot from that, you might as well bring a riot in the opposite direction from the seifa. Aim a seifa. Bein ha-kiseh v'la-shulchan. There it says, if you find it on the floor between the bench and the banker, so then it belongs to the banker. Mashwa, but if it was on the counter, then you could keep it from the counter. So obviously, the Mishnah is not coming to address the issue of the counter itself. Otherwise, it would be contradicting itself. So where does Rabbi Elazar get this halacha from? So Rabbi Elazar, how does he know that definitely munachin agavi shulchan, that it belongs also to you? Rabbi Elazar was concerned about the construction of the Mishnah. And he's thinking to himself, "My ari d'tani ben hakiseh l'shulchani shel shulchani." Why would the Mishnah say the case that if it's on the floor between the kiseh and the shulchani, that then it goes to the shulchan? When it's just as easy to say the words lisnei al gabe shulchan or matzah b'shulchanot, which is the same way that you say kidiktani bereisha matzah b'chanut, because I mean, there's look at the difference. Matzah bechanut, anywhere in the store, arei lo shelo. Lifnei ha-shulchani. Why are you saying it that way? Arei lo shelo. Can't you just say exactly the same words? So in other words, the point over here is that you're trying to bring out the fact that it's right in front of the banker's nose. That's what you mean. Lifnei ha-shulchani. It's shmai min afilu munachin agabi shulchani. Arei lo shelo. It's the change in language that bothers me. And that change in language is coming to teach me something, that even if Lamaisa was mamish in front of the shulchanim, as opposed to a makolet, in the makolet, we wouldn't say that if it's right, in, at least this is the way many understand, that there we wouldn't say if it's right in front of the cash register, that over there it's also yours, because it is the derech. Chedvani is not like a banker who grabs the money that's there and so never puts anything out until he gets everything. So over there, in a chinami, it's only the chanut. In front of the shulchan, it's indeed even on the shulchan. Matzah begala v'koto yashan harei elo shelo. Matzah v'koto chadash mechetzev lachud shelo, mechetzev lefnim shaba alabai. Ima yama askiro la'achirim, afilu b'toch habayit harei elo shelo. Tana b'pnei shiachol lomar lo shel amorim hayu. Oto amorim matzni yisro lo matzni lo tzricha d'shotich tvei, or Rambam d'shotich tvei. B'koto chadash b'ketzev lachud shelo b'ketzev lefnim shaba alabayit. Omer v'ashe sakina bata kata, kisa bata shamsi. Ve'la matni tini, niktani b'ketzev lachud shelo b'ketzev lefnim shaba alabayit. What's the problem? Lizzi katalagavi katalavar, ishnatzilagavi kshantzilavar. No, matnitin is referring to something like udra or naska. Tana, ima hayakota mumulami am chokin pshita, lo tzricha de mishpava chad gisa. So now the tema, ishtapuchi ishtapuch, and the one on the higher side of the wall is the one that can be claiming it. Kamash balan. Ima yamas kirola achirim, afil bada rabai dar er shalav amai, lezel batur batra, milot nan maot shenim tzu levnei socharei beima liolam maaser, baharabai et chulin, ubi Yerushalayim bishar yemot hashana chulin, bishat haregel hakol maaser, vamra bishmaya bar zeira, my time. Hoyo, vishukei Yerushalayim asuyin litkabed bechol yom, Aoma Amrina Kamoy Kamoy Azovani Akrinanino. Okanami Kama Kama Ozo, Vahani the Batron, therefore it shall master Behima, Master Shani, that is used to buy a Behima. Omresh Lokish Bishum Bar Kapara, Kagonja Sao Pundak Lishlosha Yisrael. Oh! In other words, you're saying, look, she's been a lesser figure of Yisrael. Elomer Menashbar Yakov, Kagonja Sao Pundak Lishlosha Aku. Nako Amaraba Barvu, no, you were right the first time. Afilu teimel eshlosh Yisrael, because look, my time up. In this case, the Rabbanon Ameida. I would enough el miyayish me, meymar omar, mirde, inishakrin lohavi behadei elahani, right? Now I keep telling them, amar kamay kamazim ni lahadrin, lohadrin. You what? Hashta lahadrin. Ida ater lahaduri adroni alei vahadi lahadrule bedate lo migzela. This is Rav Nachman Ashitato. The Omer of Nachman Ra'as Selah. Shenafal mishnayim chayev lachzir my time. I would enough of nei lo miyayish meimar amar mirchta inishakrin lo avi be'adai elahai nakitne lei v'amina lei an to the shakalte. But once it's b'shlosha then ein chayev lachzir my time. I would enough of nei ma'adai miyayish meimar amar. Look, I mean, I have two guys over here. See, nakitne lahai amar lo shakalte v'nakitne lahai amar lo shakalte. Omar Rava, Heidi Amrit Bishloshen or Evlak Sil Amrit, let Beshava Prut to Lakochad Vechad. I will eat Beshava Prut to Lakochad Vechad, Chayav Lachzir, my time up. Emer Shut Fininu, Velomi Yashi. Ikere Amr Amr Rava, Afagav, the letter Ella Shova Shte Prutot, Chayav Lachzir, my time up. Emer Shut Fininu, Vechad, Minai Vechule Achat, El Manate Gavichavri. The Omar Rava Ra'a Sela, Shenavla, Natla Lifnei Yush, Amnat Lagozla. Over Bakulan, Mishum Lotigzo, Mishuma Shefta Shivem, Mishum Lotuchala Yitalem, and even if afterwards he goes ahead and he's Marzer at Liachra Yush, it's not even the guys. It's Matana with the Yoivle, but he's Sur the Ovan Ova. Not a Livne Yush, Amanad Larzira, Liachra Yush, Nitkaven the Gozla. So they're over Mishuma Shefta Shivem only. Himtinla Achnit Yashua Bailaminatla. Then he's over only mishum lo tuchal italeim bilvat. Omar Rava, I'm on the chazan of azuzi mechavri bechalata. And he's ashkechei v'shakle lo mechayev ladurele. My time up. I would enough for me, it was definitely miyayish. Af agav, the chazan de atarvalo, the karmil bil. That's only because meymar omar. Ki echad enough for me na didi, hachinam enough for me na shachrina, umashkach na midi. Motze bechanu at arelo shalo. Bein ha-teva v'lechenvani, shochenvani. Lifnei ha-shulchani arelo shalo. Bein ha-kisev l'shulchani arelo shulchani. Halokeach perot b'chavero, o shishilach lo chavero perot. Umatza b'en ma'ot arelo shalo. Ima yutzurin, noter lo machlis. Amr Rabbi Elazar, afilu munachin agabe shulchan. Tznan, lifnei shulchani arelo shalo. Ha agabe shulchan mashve lo shulchani. No, him a safer. Bein akise v'lshulchan shochani. Oh, gabi shulchan shalom. So clearly, me alakala mishmamina. So, I mean, the truth is, if you can't bring any raya, how does Rabbi Elazar know the whole thing, right? Rabbi Elazar, I mean, only. Amar Rav, because matnit and kashite, look at the language. How come it says over here, bein kise l'shulchan shochani? All you need to say is, ala shulchan or b'shulchanot, the same way it says matzabachanuk, say matzabashulchanot. It's shalom. So Shema Amina, that afilu al gabei shulchan, that's a pshat lifnei shulchan, right in front of his nose. All right, elu shalom.